KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, the boys' state baseball tournament on Monday, Martinsdale St. Mary's opened its bid for a third consecutive state high school baseball title with an 8-2 win over Trainer in a Class 1A quarterfinal round game. Left-hander J.D. Nielsen pitched five innings for the Blue Devils, holding Trainer scoreless while giving up just one hit, walking two, and striking out six.
I was just trying to get it over the plate and let my defense do the work. Our bats came out firing, so it's pretty easy to pitch when you can do that.
Well, the Blue Devils scored four runs in the fourth and three more in the fifth inning, taking advantage of six Trainer errors. Martinsdale St. Mary's coach Justin Deemer noted that Trainer starting pitcher Cole Chapin lasted just four innings but threw over 100 pitches.
I thought we had a good plan in place to, you know, get him worn down. And in this heat, man, it's, I don't think it's going to be tough for anybody to go an entire game. So our bats came alive there, and they made a few, you know, mistakes, and we capitalized.
Well, the temperature in Des Moines topped out at 104 degrees during that game. Trainer coach Bob Mantle said it's tough to win any game, but especially a state tournament contest with six fielding errors.
That in and of itself is probably the telltale of the game. I mean, they swing the bat well enough anyways to where if you're booting it around a little bit, and then if you're not throwing strikes consistently, you're going to face an uphill battle. And that really, that hurt us.
Trainer's season ends with a record of 30-5, while Martinsdale St. Mary's at 38-5 moves on to the 1A semifinals, where they will next face Bishop Garrigan Catholic. They picked up a 3-1 win over North Tama yesterday at Principal Park. Also in 1A first rounders, Newman Catholic beat Earlham 11-2, and Lisbon edged Lawton Bronson 5-4. Four more games today on the schedule now. Quarterfinal round games of Class 3A set for this afternoon and this evening. Dallas Center Grimes will play Washington in the first game of the day. That one goes at noon. At 2 o'clock, Western Dubuque will face off against Harlan. The Bobcats come in 34-9 on the season, while the Cyclones are 27-7. Game time set for 2 o'clock this afternoon. Also, Benton Community will play Decorah at 6 tonight, followed by Bishop Heelan Catholic versus ADM. Well, Chad Billingsley returned from the 15-day disabled list with a strong outing that ended a five-start losing streak. And Luis Cruz hit a three-run homer as the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3 for their fifth straight victory last night. Kenley Jansen struck out two in a perfect ninth inning for his 19th save and 24 chances in that contest. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Chicago over Pittsburgh 2-0. Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 7-6. Miami got by Atlanta 2-1. Washington over the New York Mets in 10 innings, 8-2. Cincinnati topping Houston 8-3. Arizona beat Colorado 6-3. And San Francisco a 7-1 winner over San Diego. In the American League, pinch hitter Kendry Morales delivered a rare three-run single in the eighth inning, helping the Los Angeles Angels beat the Kansas City Royals 6-3 on Monday night. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Cleveland over Baltimore by a final of 3-1. Texas beat Boston 9-1. The White Sox over the Twins 7-4, while the Yankees beat the Seattle Mariners 4-1. In other baseball news, Texas Rangers pitcher Colby Lewis will miss the rest of the season because of a torn flexor tendon in his right elbow. Texas recalled rookie left-hander Martin Perez. In 16 starts, Lewis is 6-6 with a .343 earned run average. The Rangers had another pitching injury Monday as Roy Oswalt was scratched from his scheduled start because of back stiffness. The Detroit Tigers have acquired second baseman Omar Infante and right-hander Anibal Sanchez from Miami, sending 21-year-old righty Jacob Turner and a couple of minor leaguers to the Marlins. The Washington Nationals have put all-star shortstop Ian Desmond on the 15-day disabled list because of a strained left oblique. They promoted outfielder Corey Brown from AAA Syracuse. Ryan Dempster was still in a Chicago Cubs uniform despite reports that the team had agreed to a trade that would send him to the Atlanta Braves. The Cubs say there is nothing to report regarding Dempster, who has the right of refusal. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Albuquerque beating the Iowa Cubs 3-1. Omaha got by Round Rock by a score of 4-1. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, Penn State didn't get the death penalty, but the NCAA has slammed the school's football program with an unprecedented series of penalties in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. The NCAA fined the university $60 million and vacated all of former coach Joe Paterno's victories from 1998 to 2011. It also slapped the Nittany Lions with 5 years of probation and a four-year bowl ban. The NCAA says the $60 million is equivalent to the annual gross revenue of the football program. The Big Ten says Penn State is ineligible for conference bowl revenues while serving the four-year postseason ban. NCAA President Mark Emmert says Penn State players may transfer immediately without the loss of eligibility. Paterno's family calls NCAA sanctions a panicked response that punishes Penn State students. A sanctions handed the Penn State football program in the aftermath of the Sandusky trial are causing a change atop the college football hierarchy. By vacating 112 Penn State victories over a 14-year period, the sanctions cost Joe Paterno 111 wins. That means former Florida State coach Bobby Bowden now holds the top spot in the NCAA record book with 377 career victories. Paterno was fired days after Sandusky was charged and died not long afterward from lung cancer. He's now credited with 298 career victories. Bowden sees no upside in the matter. He says the NCAA's unprecedented punishment of Penn State's football program cannot make up for the assaults on the boys. Well, the Detroit Lions have signed first-round draft pick Riley Reiff. The team did not announce terms of that deal. Reiff, who was an offensive tackle at Iowa, said Monday that he was happy to have the contract done. The Lions took Reiff with the 23rd pick in the draft. He'll join an explosive offense led by quarterback Matthew Stafford and wide receiver Calvin Johnson, but the Lions weren't consistently effective running the ball last season. Reiff was the only offensive lineman that the Lions drafted in the most recent draft. Well, the Detroit Lions have also cut Aaron Berry. That move comes 2 days after the cornerback was arrested for the second time this offseason. General Manager Martin Mayhew says the Lions terminated Berry's contract because of personal conduct which adversely affected the team. Lions President Tom Lewin says the team has stressed repeatedly that there will be appropriate consequences when an expected standard of behavior is not upheld. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Chad Ochocinco has changed his legal name back to Chad Johnson. The change, announced via Twitter, follows his July 4th marriage to Evelyn Lozada of TV's Basketball Wives fame. Johnson was known as Ochocinco for the past 4 seasons. That name was a playful reference to the number 85 that he wore on his jersey. The New York Jets have acquired tackle Jeff Ota from the Carolina Panthers for an undisclosed conditional draft choice. Ota spent 4 seasons with the Panthers after being a first-round draft choice in 2008. He started all 29 games that he played. The Atlanta Falcons have re-signed linebacker Mike Peterson, who was with them for the last 3 years. And in college basketball news, Minnesota coach Tubby Smith has agreed to terms on a contract extension with the university through the 2016-17 season. He's 103-68, entering his 6th season with the Gophers. Smith has yet to win an NCAA tournament game since leaving Kentucky and coming to Minnesota, but the Gophers rallied in March after another below-average performance in Big Ten play to reach the NIT championship game and finish with 23 victories. Smith originally signed a 7-year deal, so the extension adds 3 seasons to his contract. Terms were not immediately available. In a statement distributed by the university, Smith said he believes that we can get the job done at Minnesota. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.